Weston Arboretum in Gloucestershire, managed by the Forestry Commission, is certainly putting access at the heart of everything they do, not only with the Sensing Nature guided tours led by blind and partially sighted people, but Weston Burt will also be hosting the upcoming conference Restoring Landscapes for Social Inclusion. And as part of the conference, attendees will get the first look at an exhibition called Fragile with Attitude, which will feature works by disabled artists. And the exhibition has been curated by visually impaired artist Zoe Partington, who will also be speaking at the conference. Zoe joins me now here on RNIB Connect Radio to not only tell me more about the exhibition, but also to tell me a bit about the conference at Weston Burt Arboretum. Hello, Zoe, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. It's great to be here.
Firstly, Zoe, before we talk about the exhibition and the conference, would you be able to give me a bit of background to your work as an artist, the sort of medium you work in, and the sort of messages you might be trying to portray through your work?
Yes. Well, I suppose I've always worked in art from being a very young person. I just had a fascination with it and enjoyed the expression and the process of art, I suppose. But much later on, I did a postgraduate diploma in the history of art, design and architecture, and was really fascinated by it and understood a lot more about visual art and the world of visual art. But at that time, I started to lose my sight. So I really did start to question, what did that mean to me, or what did that mean to other people that were losing their sight or had lost their sight? But I think on that journey from there, I found actually it really, and pardon the pun, but, you know, opened up my eyes really to, you didn't have to see to be able to access art, and you don't have to be able to see to access visual art. And I always talk about references like the time I went to Brazil around the Cultural Olympiad in 2016 and was shown around the Picasso exhibition by a blind curator who was working at a museum and gallery. And actually, I had the most amazing conversation with her than I'd ever had with anyone in a visual art show. So I think it begins to really show you what can be done. So my art has developed, the practice of my art has developed through creativity, I suppose. So I don't just, it's not just about making paintings. And I used to make paintings, but I think when I lost my sight, I stopped doing that for a while because I thought I can't do it anymore. But I think over the years, I've met loads of blind and partially sighted artists that do paint, or they do visual work, or they do sculptural work. And that, I think, seeing other people's or experiencing other people's art does give you confidence. And then I think I began to find out all about audio description, how I could go back into galleries and look at work and have a new way into it, really, which got me quite fascinated about how does audio description work? What do blind and partially sighted people want from that when they go to museum and gallery environments? So then I started, I suppose because I'm an artist or a creative person, playing with the audio description and playing with my own artwork. So beginning to introduce sound files, audio files, having conversations, I think, which is the important thing that we should all do all the time. The dialogue with blind people that may say to me, you know, that their mum and dad took them round an exhibition when they were younger and they hated it. They hated audio description. It's not what they wanted. And it's a sort of probing to find out, well, what didn't work and why didn't it work? And I think sometimes if you add other elements, not just the audio description, but the context of the show or the context and the meaning behind the paintings or the sounds that the paintings might emanate. And I think that's where I got very, very interested in developing my own practice. And I've continued to do that, really.
So you'll be speaking at the conference at Weston Burt, Restoring Landscapes for Social Inclusion, which also features the exhibition Fragile with Attitude. And before we talk a bit about the exhibition, would you tell me a little bit more about the conference and your role or involvement within it?
Yes, well, the conference has been developed by Sarah Bell and other academic colleagues at other universities, really to start looking at how do we open up landscapes for all disabled people, But we particularly with Western Burt Arboretum started to look at how blind and partially sighted people could access the landscape there and some of the issues that blind people face in being able to even get to sites like that, because they're often in the middle of nowhere. You know, the public transport isn't always great. So this conference is really about bringing speakers together, you know, academics, people that are working in landscapes, you know, can be rural, can be urban, to really begin to think about what are the processes that we need to put in place and talk to each other about to improve it, to enhance it, to make it accessible, to make it more inclusive. So hopefully this conference will bring, you know, all sorts of people from DEFRA, from government level, you know, people that make decisions about what are those decisions they need to be making to make it work for all the disabled people that would love to access more landscape.
And the exhibition at Western Burt Arboretum, Fragile with Attitude, which you have created, showcases a number of disabled artists. Would you be able to tell me where the idea came from for the exhibition and what visitors might be able to get when they actually do come and see the exhibition?
Yes. Well, what's been fantastic is I've worked with an organisation, Good Art Shape, in Gloucestershire for a really long time, over 20 years. And they had a really good relationship with Western Burt Arboretum. And I talked to them after working with Exeter University about that being a site that could be part of this development and training. And Sarah Bell at Exeter University, you know, really engaged very quickly in the process and with Western Burt to look at how we could really train the staff at Western Burt. And this was all during COVID. So a lot of it was online. And Andy Shipley also came and helped do the training, who's blind, but really, really wants to make the landscape magical. You know, the touching of things in the landscapes, the smelling of things, the accessing nature on the ground, being part of it and embracing it, which was quite tricky online during COVID. But I think the Fragile with Attitude, I was asked to work with six disabled artists to take them for several days around Western Burt Arboretum and then to use that as a catalyst for them to create work. So we talked a lot about accessibility. We talked a lot about, I mean, I'm very, you know, I do talk about the social model of disability and how that framework can change things and give disabled people power to be very clear about where the barriers and where the problems lie. And they were all quite excited by it. They all took it on board and created artworks in their own style, in their own unique ways. But I think what was really magical was how well we all felt going for these two-hour walks and tours with their fantastic volunteers from Western Burt Arboretum, who are incredibly knowledgeable about the landscape, about the endangered trees, you know, about the walkways, about all the flora and fauna. And they did it in such an insightful, fascinating way that I just fell in love, completely fell in love with landscape again, which was lovely. And to be able during COVID to be outside and to be connecting with other peoples was really quite important and valuable. But the Fragile with Attitude, I mean, that for me was particularly around not only how sometimes, you know, we neglect the flora and fauna, we neglect the processes of the earth and what we should be doing with landscapes and supporting ecology and things. I thought this is very, very, it mirrors how disabled people are treated by our government sometimes or by society. And I started to think very much about Baroness Jane Campbell and one of the talks that she did during COVID about that terminology of disabled people being labelled as vulnerable, which, you know, I mean, Jane was, you know, very, very definite as in, you know, disabled people aren't vulnerable, but you make us vulnerable by these systems and processes that are in place. If we had proper equality, then we wouldn't be vulnerable. And that maybe is not the right label to use for disabled people because it disempowers us and it goes back to that very sort of medical model of disability. And I just started to think Fragile with Attitude, you know, that's, you know, in some senses, we may well need more support and need to be very careful about things like the pandemic. But I think if we have attitude and we express what we really feel, then we need to make things happen and change. So Fragile with Attitude really connected to me, to disabled people and the landscape as one, actually. It was a sort of way of connecting it all together.
Would you be able to give me a couple of examples of the work that's going to be on display, just to give people a bit of a taster to make them come?
Yes, yes. Oh, there's some, gorgeous paintings by some of the other artists. Somebody started investigating snowdrops and really interesting stories around the benefits and the health benefits of snowdrops, the types of medicines and things that have been created. So that would be a really fantastic one to go and visit and to go and find out about. Also about people using storytelling. One of the artists, Chloe, really has developed her storytelling and digitized it as well. So everyone was trying out new things and new processes. So, you know, I think it's about that being in the landscape, physically being there. Someone else has created sculptures. Someone else has worked with ceramics. I mean, the things they've created, just, I don't know, sort of things that are very unique and personal to each artist, but actually have a story and a common theme that can be connected and shared. And I think, and it's not a huge exhibition, but it's, you know, we were working within the funding streams that we have. We were working with the way that we could during COVID. And those artists have created, some of them have created masses of work, you know, really interesting. They've been working at home and they've been working in between other things. So I think it'll be a really joyous show, I think. It really sort of spread happiness and health and how we all felt very benefited from being at Westonbirt Arboretum.
And Westonbirt is obviously making strides in access and inclusion for everyone. How do you see the conference and exhibition persuading other sites similar to Westonbirt to open up their venue and surroundings to blind and partially sighted people?
I think it's about language, isn't it? I think because sometimes as a disabled person, you can be talking about when something doesn't work for you. Accessibility, say, to get to a landscape or be in a landscape or to appreciate a landscape. And sometimes, you know, maybe the language I use, because I'm not, you know, I don't work in forest management or in all of that sort of field, or, you know, I'm not seen necessarily as an academic. My language is very different, but I've invited staff from Kew Gardens to come up so they can appreciate and find out what's happened at Westonbirt Arboretum, why it's different, why it might benefit for Kew Gardens to take some of the thinking and learning back. So I think it's really important that professionals share what they've learned, because blind and partially sighted people and disabled people, you know what doesn't work, but we need other people to share why it doesn't work and what the solutions are. And I think sometimes, you know, we can talk about the negative sides, but we have to work collaboratively to find the solutions. And also disabled people shouldn't be finding the solutions on their own. It needs to be a cohesive thing, really, doesn't it, with other people. And I think that people coming to this will benefit also from all the things that have happened, and particularly around, you know, that sort of idea that blind and partially sighted people are doing some of the tours at Westonbirt Arboretum, which to blind people is an obvious thing. You know, it's nothing new. But I think to sighted people, that can be a very new experience and a very new way of working, which they may not have thought about until they come to the conference.
Fragile with Attitude is on at Westonbirt Arboretum from the 21st to the 25th of April. And if listeners would like to maybe find out more about the exhibition and about access and inclusion at Westonbirt Arboretum, where can they go to find out more?
I think one of the first places would be to contact Sarah Bell, because Sarah Bell, you know, has been really a linchpin between all of us. So her address is sarah.bell@exeter.ac.uk. But also to talk to Westonbirt Arboretum. They are very open. They are absolutely delighted to get new visitors and to find solutions and ways forward. So I would contact them as well to find out more. But Sarah will be able to give people, you know, much more specifics than I can, because it's, you know, it's part of what she does every day, really.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Zoe Partington, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, not only about the great work at Westonbirt Arboretum, but of course about the exhibition Fragile with Attitude.
No, that's great. Thank you, Toby. And I just really would encourage people to visit Westonbirt Arboretum. It is an amazing place.